Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But our buddy Ben Standig is waiting on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Benjamin, it was lovely to watch the game with you last night. And because we had some no-shows in row two of the press box, me and you were sprawled out with space on either side of us. That was kind of nice.
I only needed a recliner chair, and it would have been, pretty perfect. No offense to a certain somebody that wasn't sitting between us, but yes, I enjoyed the extra leg room.
Who's a certain somebody?
With all due respect to Chris Russell, who was under the weather. I don't know if he was on air today or not, or if he was still sick. But he was sick enough that he didn't come to the game last night.
He was on the junks this morning, and a couple times they were like, dude, take a break.
Seriously?
But yeah, they were like, hold on, man. He was like coughing, and then like, he was like, dude, you got to stop for a second. Take some water, take a breath, and then go back to breaking down coverages. Poor guy.
Ben, I want to start with Jaden Daniels' status. So you were just in the Quinn presser. We're going to play it for people in an hour coming up at 6:10. What did he add to say about Jaden Daniels and – as of right now, do you think he plays against the Vikings?
So he said he's not yet cleared for contact and that there wouldn't be a decision made on his status for the game until probably Friday after they go through practice all week. That for a quarterback, they've got different ways to test him for contact versus a traditional player. They've got to go put him through some of the paces of like what a quarterback would do, stiff arm, hit the ground, things like that. To test this thing. So we don't know, at least what they're saying is that they don't know yet whether he is good to go. I always think it's sort of weird if you tell me one day he's not cleared and then the next day he's cleared to get hit by a 300-pound lineman. But I guess that's kind of where we're at. Obviously, if you know, they're not going to, you wouldn't think they're going to take any risks with him, but if the doctors and the training staff says, yep, he's good to go, then I would imagine he's in there on Sunday. But, you know, speculating is probably silly. I kind of though feel if he's not yet cleared for contact, you know, what I don't know that means he's going to play. You know, he's going to do practice to a degree. But if he's not the main guy, then, you know, Mariota's got to get that work, right? So I don't know that he's going to play this week. But, again, they won't make a determination until Friday.
So I know that Adam Schefter, Ben, didn't say anything new when he had his little report yesterday on NFL Countdown Morning, Sunday, whatever they call it. But what for people that missed it, he basically came out and said, hey, remember, Jaden Daniels was limited all week. I'm told he still hasn't been cleared for contact, which as of Friday we knew. And he said, you know, that's far from a guarantee that he returns against the Vikings or whatever. And I took that as a gigantic hedge from the team, basically, or the agent or whoever's talking to Schefter, as if to kind of just put the word out there. Because the narrative last week was, well, he won't go this week, but next week he probably will be back. Do you agree that that was kind of what was going on there, or do you not buy that?
Well, as we know with the national guys, sometimes they update their broader audience who isn't living and dying by every update on a player like Jaden Daniels. So I kind of took it more like that. I've personally been operating under the opinion that just because they said he would be, you know, he's back at practice to some degree, doesn't mean he's one step away from playing again. So in my head, I always kind of look more at the Giants game than the Vikings game. But obviously, you know, I don't know the, you know, I haven't seen the x-rays. I don't know his pain tolerance. I don't know what are the final steps for the doctors to determine he's good to go from this dislocated elbow. He's obviously been able to throw in practices since it's his non-throwing arm. So that's positive. But it wouldn't surprise me if he's not able to go this week, but I didn't take too much from the Schefter report other than he just sort of, you know, double-clicked on what we all kind of knew rather than throw in something different, which is important because it's, you know, saying, hey, you know, this is what's happening. And you know, he sort of, to me, just solidified kind of where my head was at with this.
Strange hypothetical, and Ben standing with us here. So let's say that they thought, and he was cleared, and they thought he was going to be able to go this weekend. But say, like, again, really weird hypothetical. All of a sudden, Laremy Tunsil is out, Connerly's out, Biotish is out, McLaurin has a setback, Deebo Samuel's heel acts up. Like, if a bunch of the normal protective and slash weapons, guys that were going to make this more worthwhile for Daniels down the stretch, can't go this weekend, would that then maybe overrule if he was, you know, closer to not going than going? You follow that? Like, if he was like a 75% go, it's, well, now we can't because he doesn't have those guys. Is there a sliding scale there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, in this discussion that we've all been having of, you know, should he play, should he not play, to me, I was leaning on, as long as there's enough time, like 3 or 4 weeks, for him to get, you know, get some momentum going, then I would say play him once cleared. With the caveat, if all the other guys, like you just threw out there, are out, then I have to question, like, what are we doing? Because the whole point here is not just for him to come back, but to come back with the team that they thought they were going to have all along. If he comes back, and let's just say Noah Brown comes back simultaneously, they will basically have their projected starting lineup other than Austin Eckler from the beginning of the year. They just have not been all together because Sam Cosmi wasn't around the beginning of the year. And then obviously Jaden gets knocked out week two, Noah Brown in week two as well. And, you know, it's been, we know what's happened since then. So I would like to think that if all those guys were to be out, that they would slow the roll with Jaden, if not even maybe decide to sit him. But, you know, especially the offensive linemen. But yeah, I mean, look, I think he's got to be – the whole point, I think, for all of us is we want to see what this offense would look like with everybody there. So if they're not all there, which, again, I know we're just thinking of a hypothetical, but then I would like to think Jaden wouldn't be. But I think that does to the point of – to me, it's not – it doesn't seem like it's – it seems like there would be some sort of a – like he's not, like, so far cleared that there's nothing to see here. You know, he played obviously a bunch of games this year without some of these guys. I would wonder if in that scenario, if it's like, let's wait and see what happens.
What, to that point, Ben, is there any chance that they're using the he hasn't been cleared thing as just like the, well, look, he's practicing and we want to bring him back, but if in 2 weeks he still hasn't been cleared, what do we want us to do? He hasn't been cleared. Could that linger? And is it possibly doesn't play again? Like, is that non-zero?
I mean, that's kind of where my stance was before we heard last week that he was going to participate in practice, at least on a limited basis, was that I'm not assuming just because he didn't get placed on IR in the first place that means he's definitely going to play this year. But at the same, you know, not putting him on IR just gave them more options. And, you know, if it healed up in time, if everybody said, hey, no, he's great, great healer, fast healer, let's go, then they could do it. But, you know, they don't really need the roster spot to a degree. I think there's at least some percentage chance that he doesn't play again this year. But obviously, once he got back into practice last week, you know, it feels like we're much closer to him playing at some point here than not.
Ben, here's what I care about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
More so than production. I want paradigm shifts from Quinn, from Kingsbury, from Daniels himself. I want no more. This is the most hit quarterback in the sport. I want that to end. So whatever has to be called differently, even if it's, he shouldn't be getting hit on this play because .. Let's look at the proclivities. Let's not look at what should be. Let's look at what is. I need a big paradigm change. I have a tough time relating to the football Cowboys who are like, you can't put him in bubble wrap. It's football. I understand some hits are inevitable, but some aren't. Do we see that? Do we think that's on the table? What would that look like? Talk to me.
Yeah, so I'm kind of with you on this. It's not just for me enough to say, okay, he's cleared physically. I want to know where he's at mentally. If he doesn't quite get that he should not be putting himself in harm's way, and simultaneously that maybe Cliff Kingsbury needs to call certain plays or don't call certain plays to help that as well, I think that's reasonable. Now, this needs to also be not just for the remainder of this season. This needs to be going forward. As good as he may be in certain scenarios, if he's going to get hurt, then, you know, it's not, maybe, you know, it's not worth it. So that to me is something I would want to know. I remember the Chargers game, which was the first time he came back from the original injury this year, and he definitely seemed to be more understanding to give up on some plays, to get down when he had to. And I thought, wow, this is a really good sign. Now, again, the dislocated elbow here was a bit of a fluky situation in terms of the injury, but between the play call and him, you know, putting himself in a position where to get hit like that led to where we are. So I'm kind of with you. I don't know if it's more the play calling or his mentality, or, you know, maybe they're just going to say, hey, look, there's really nothing we can do. You're going to get hit as a quarterback no matter what. Obviously, his legs are a big part of his game. He's going to be on the move. But, you know, how do you avoid getting hit? And to me, I really do hope that has been part of the conversation with him, with the coaching staff, because three injuries this season, and it was a different one last season. So, you know, I'm not remotely saying there's an injury-prone situation, but clearly there has to be some kind of conversation here about his physical status and what do they do to avoid him getting hurt as much as they possibly can.
Ben Standig, Substack Standig, with us here on Grant and Danny. Last Man Standig is the Substack. You should go check it out. Ben, I know the league doesn't always work this way linearly, but did you come away from last night like I did, seeing them get some guys back, including McLaurin, look like a different team and think, like, that bodes really well for a bounce back next year, where if they play like they did against Denver, win a couple of these games against lesser teams, you go into the offseason thinking, all right, it's a bit of a roller coaster, but they went really good, really bad, and maybe with a softer schedule and a healthy Daniels, you could be good again and be a playoff team next year. Like, that was kind of my takeaway leaving last night.
Well, I think to some degree, yes. And look, I think Terry McLaurin back was a reminder not just of how good he is as a player, but the importance of having him. You know, Zach Ertz apparently told McLaurin at some point last night that he was so glad he was back because the middle of the field was open again for him. And we saw what Zach Ertz did yesterday with 10 catches. And, you know, it changes everything. They just, as we've discussed all year, they don't have a deep threat without him on the field this year based on the roster that they have. So his presence forced the defense to cover all parts of the field. That opens up everything else, and that's huge. The only problem looking at it from a next year perspective is Zach Ertz, Debo Samuel, they're both free agents. Like, I don't know. Are they definitely going to be back? Who knows for sure, right? So are we looking at the same group, or are we looking at new pieces coming in to replace those guys? You know, will the running back look the same? The offensive line is set. You know, Chris Paul's a free agent, but, you know, I think there's a reasonable chance he returned. Even if somehow he didn't, you still have Brandon Coleman. So the offensive line looks set. The quarterback, we
Tunsil
know.
Tunsil probably needs an extension, right? Is he a holdout candidate?
I mean, I guess that's possible. Please don't mention holdout. I've still got PTSD over the last one. But yes, I mean, he's at least under contract, and we'll see where that goes from a negotiation standpoint. But, you know, that those parts are in place, you know, John Bates and things like that. But will they have the same receiver room beyond McLaurin? I think, right, other than McLaurin, Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane are the only receivers under contract. So that's the part where it's harder to say, is this group going to look the same? Not to mention, I don't know what the percentage chances are that Cliff Kingsbury were to leave at this stage. I don't know that he's going to I doubt he's in demand the way he was seemingly last year, but, you know, he's obviously a guy that was sought after to get this OC job and has been a head coach already. So is he back? I mean, who knows what's going on there as well. So that's my only thing about next year. When you have the older roster and your core players are, a lot of them are these older guys who are also free agents, it's harder to project that what you see now is going to reflect what you see next year.
Are Ben Sinnott and Johnny Newton just not very good?
Well, the Ben Sinnott part is just, you know, it's, look, knock on wood for Zach Ertz. It's incredible that this guy has not missed a game since he's been here, right? I mean, he all these injuries, and yet the guy who arrived here coming off of injuries has been able to maintain not just his status on the field, but he's been, you know, a really good safety valve. It was more than that yesterday. We know he's a red zone threat. So I think that's just really hurt Ben Sinnott's opportunities on the field. Now, maybe there's more to it than that, but I at least give him the pass there. The Johnny Newton part to me is definitely more confusing. You know, yesterday they have five defensive tackles that they play in their rotation. He got the fewest snaps of all five. It was only one less than Goldman and one and two less than Sheldon Day. But that's just like, why is he getting less than them, period? Shouldn't he be the guy who's the main replacement for Kinlaw and Daron Payne? The fact that that hasn't happened is, to me, the concern. I get that he's a smaller defensive tackle. He's, you know, listed around like 295, and Payne and Kinlaw and Goldman are like around like 320. So, you know, it's a different type of player, but it's not like he lost weight since the draft. This is, you know, they brought this guy in. He's got some good speed. He's got pass rush ability, but they're not seeing enough yet, I presume, for him to be higher in the rotation. So to me, that is a bit of a concern, knowing that Daron Payne could easily be a cap casualty this offseason, just like John Allen was last year. And the whole point of drafting Johnny Newton was to have a replacement for one or you know, one of these guys. So that part is more concerning to me than the Sinnott part. But look, all these the last two draft classes, other than Jaden Daniels, maybe you want to say Trey Amos, maybe Sanders still now that he's back on the outside. But for the most part, there's a lot more questions than answers right now. And that's where I think we really need to see something. Some of these guys step up down the stretch.
Last man standing is the Substack, the longtime Commanders insider, DC sports reporter, Ben Standing, with us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Ben, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hey, you know, if you need to trip Russell so he doesn't show up, you know, the next time we have a home game, just, you know, don't hesitate to take him out.
If you thought McLaurin was a game changer last night,
my goodness,
a little extra room for the fellas in row two.
You guys are stretching out a little bit.
Oh, it was
feeling
nice.
Comfortable.
Ben and I mean, we had seats on either side of us.
Oh my God!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.